The land which had been the Babylonian or Chaldean Empire now became the Empire of Persia, and over these Darius was the king. Daniel was now a very old man. King Darius gave him both honor and power. Among all the rulers over the land, Daniel was first because the king recognized his wisdom and ability to rule. This made the other princes and rulers jealous, so they tried to find something evil in Daniel. They wanted to speak against him to the king. These men knew that three times every day Daniel went to his room and opened a window that faced toward the city of Jerusalem. Then looking toward Jerusalem, he prayed to God. At this time, Jerusalem was in ruins and the temple was no longer standing. However, Daniel still prayed three times each day, with his face toward the place where the house of God had once stood, even though it was many miles away. These nobles thought that in Daniel's prayers they might find a way to do him harm and perhaps cause him to even be put to death. They went to King Darius and said, "All the rulers have agreed together to have a law made that for 30 days no one shall ask anything of any god or any man except from you, O king, and that if anyone shall pray to any god or shall ask anything from any man during 30 days except from you, O king, he shall be thrown into the den where the lions are kept. Now, O king, make the law and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed. For no law among the Medes and Persians can be altered." Foolishly, the king was pleased with a law that set him above the gods. So, without asking Daniel's advice, he signed the writing. The law was made, and this word was sent throughout the kingdom. For 30 days, no one should pray to any god or ask a favor of any man. Daniel knew that the law had been made, but three times every day he still went to his room, opened the window that faced Jerusalem, and offered his prayer to the Lord, just as he had always done. These rulers were watching nearby, and they saw Daniel kneeling in prayer to God. Then they came to the king and said, "O King Darius, have you not made a law that if anyone in 30 days offers a prayer, he shall be thrown into the den of lions?" "It is true," said the king. "The law has been made, and it must stand." They said to the king, "There is one man who does not obey the law which you have made. That person is Daniel, one of the captive Jews. Every day Daniel prays to his God three times, just as he did before you signed the writings of the law." Then the king was very sorry for what he had done, because he loved Daniel and knew that no one could take his place in the kingdom. All day long, until the sun went down, he tried in vain to find some way to save Daniel's life. But when evening came, these men again told him of the law that he had made, and that it must be obeyed. Unwillingly, the king sent for Daniel and gave him an order. He told Daniel that if he didn't obey, he would be thrown into the den of lions. He said to Daniel, "Perhaps your God, whom you serve so faithfully, will save you from the lions." They led Daniel to the mouth of the pit where the lions were kept, and they threw him in. Then they placed a stone over the mouth of the pit. Then the king sealed up the pit with his own seal and with the seals of his nobles, so that no one could take away the stone and let Daniel out. Then the king went again to his palace. But that night he was so sad that he could not eat, nor did he listen to music. He could not sleep, for all through the night he was thinking of Daniel. Very early in the morning he rose up from his bed and went in haste to the den of lions. He broke the seal and took away the stone, and in a voice full of sorrow he called out, scarcely hoping to hear any answer except the roaring of the lions, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God been able to keep you safe from the lions?" And out of the darkness in the den came the voice of Daniel, saying, "O king, may you live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because my God saw that I had done no wrong, and I have done no wrong toward you, O king. Then the king was glad. He gave to his servants orders to take Daniel out of the den. Daniel was brought out safe and without harm, because he had trusted fully in the Lord God. Then, by the king's command, they seized those men who had spoken against Daniel. The king also ordered that their wives and children be seized too, because the king was exceedingly angry with them. They were all thrown into the den, and the hungry lions leaped on them and tore them into pieces as soon as they fell on the floor of the den. Looking back in time, it seems cruel and unjust to put to death the wives and children of these men. After all, they had done no wrong, either to King Darius or Daniel. But cruel and unjust as it seems to us today, such things were very common in those days, in that part of the world. Back then, human life was not protected, and children often suffered death for the crimes of their parents. After this, King Darius wrote to all the lands and the people in the many kingdoms under his rule, "May peace be given to you all abundantly. I make a law that everywhere among my kingdoms men fear and worship the Lord God of Daniel, for he is the living God above all other gods, who only can save men." And Daniel supported King Darius until the end of his reign. He also supported the later reign of King Cyrus the Persian. Daniel lived for a number of years after being saved from the lions. He had several wonderful dreams and visions which showed him what would come to pass many years later, even to the coming of Jesus Christ.